This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Up State. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rob Brown, the Gritman Lonzo, and the ones and twos on the other side of the metaphorical glass, the literal controls this morning. Spectacular as always to have you. The text line is open. 844-326-3663 is the number. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can text that number. I'll read them on the air as I am about to. You can call that number. You can get on the air. And because I am, I believe at this point, legally obligated to say it multiple times per show, calls are welcome. Calls are encouraged. In fact, calls go to the front of the line. I know the show is better if you are a part of it. 844-326-3663. And here's the other little secret that I probably don't say enough. You can call and talk about any sports topic you want to get to. Honestly, you can probably call and talk about just about anything you want to get to. But, if it's not sports, it's got to be quick. But, you can call about any sports topic you want. You want to talk about Jacob Mizorowski just owning the Dodgers last night? Because I do want to talk about that. This dude.
Is that him? He's got a really long head.
He's 6'7", I believe. And one of the things that makes Mizorowski interesting, he throws, although he's more of an over-the-top slot guy than Randy Johnson was. Randy Johnson kind of had that almost sidearm delivery. When you are 6'6", 6'7", Randy Johnson was, what, 6'10", or whatever it was.
It looks like he's going to fall every time he throws.
He's lanky.
Yeah.
He's lanky. And what's interesting about a guy like that, I was talking with Cody Decker about this on Saturday because we were talking a little bit about NL Rookie of the Year. We were talking about it from a betting perspective. And of course, I mentioned Atlanta's Drake Baldwin, who has been an absolute stud when he's been in the lineup and not giving time to Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy's been good enough to keep getting the time. But Drake Baldwin, I've said, like, if I'm Brian Snicker at this point, I'm moving Sean Murphy to the DH role. I'm setting Marcelo Ozuna down. I'm having Murphy DH. I'm having Drake Baldwin play the permanent catcher role because he's better at throwing guys out. And you've got to have that bat in the lineup. He could, all right, blah, 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 blah. And Dak said, no, I think it's got to be, even though he's only going to have at the end of the year, he's probably only going to have like 15, 20 starts. It's probably Jacob Mizorowski. Mizorowski's 4-1. He's got like a 2.58 ERA right now. He has given up in 25 and a half innings. He's given up a dozen hits. The dude gives up like less than one hit per inning. It's a ridiculous feat what he's pulling off.
How
right
many
now
of those hits are home runs?
Shohei had one last night. He led off. First at bat, Shohei Ohtani took him yard last night. It was like, uh-oh, kids in a bind. Now, all he did after Shohei took him 431 feet in the first AB last night, Zoe, was strike out the next eight batters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's unbelievable. Three innings, One hit, one home run, 8 strikeouts from the kid last night. One of the things when you have a 6'7" pitcher is because he releases the ball so far ahead of where other pitchers, even though it's only, you know, 6-7 inches, that's that much less time. And if you've never watched, it's worth going to YouTube and finding. If you never watched the old sports science segment where they broke down the actual physics behind hitting a baseball, you as a hitter, you have something that is equivalent to the speed at which you blink to decide that you're going to swing, to get a read on where the ball is going to be, and to execute the swing. You have like the blink of an eye to get all that started, and then you've got to swing at the right location. This is why it is often said the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit a heater, is to hit a baseball with a bat, because the window to successfully swing is microseconds, right? It's tiny. And so when you have a guy like Mizorowski, who is able to release that ball 6 inches closer than most pitchers do because he's so lanky, he's got such a long stride and he's got such a long arm, he is 6, 7, 8 inches closer to the plate when the ball comes out of the hand than most pitchers. That decreases those microseconds you have to make that decision by microseconds. It's just harder to hit the guy. So this dude's out here. It's the same with Paul Skeens. He's a big guy. He's a tall guy too. I think Skeens is like 6'4", 6'5". This kid's like 6'7". It's a pure advantage. This is why if you can find a guy who's 6'7", 6'8", who can throw 100 miles an hour, that dude's a first overall draft pick. So I do want to talk about that guy. So if you want to talk about that, 844-326-3663. If you want to talk about the Mets knocking off the Orioles, the team that swept the Braves turnaround and beat the Mets in their very first game back, we can talk about that. If you want to talk about the WNBA All-Star teams, which were drafted last night by Nafisa Caller and by Caitlin Clark. And by the way, they switched head coaches. They traded their head coaches. And it's because the Lynx coach and Collier, who plays for the Lynx, they wanted to be on the same All-Star squad. Caitlin Clark was like, cool, go ahead. They switched coaches. That's interesting to me. I do want to get into that a little bit because I learned something yesterday. So, stab in the dark. How much are Caitlin Clark, Sabrina Ionescu, Asia Wilson, all these cats who made the WNBA All-Star game, how many dollars do they make in bonus for being an All-Star? Just take a guess.
$50,000.
It's less than $3,000.
Okay.
So
I was off by a little bit.
Correct. That's the reason I set that up, because I thought, you know what, this is going to be, ordinarily if I ask a hypothetical like that and I set it up, it's because like it's going to be Lonzo set up to guess a number that would be outside of the normal guess. I knew even if you did that, you were still going to way overshoot it, because I way overshot it, because everybody way overshot it. When you combine that with the fact that the WNBA, who expanded by a team this year, is expanded by 2 teams next year, is expanded by 5 teams over the next 5 years, is talking about growth and is talking about continued interest, which I think is true and accurate. But then you look at the fact that they are paying their All-Stars like $2,500 as a bonus for making the All-Star game. If you are the All-Star game MVP, I think you get like another $2,500. If you win, though, this is where it does get interesting. You know what the WNBA 3-point competition winner is going to get? $60,000, but it's direct from sponsor money. Like one sponsor is putting up the paycheck for that. And the WNBA is kind of making it for the gals in the game where participating in the skills competitions is like 50 times more financially lucrative than actually playing in the All-Star game. Is growth really there? In a way that's impactful. I want to have that discussion. So if you want to talk about that, 844-326-3663. Phone lines open. Your calls are welcome. Your calls are encouraged. And any sports topic you want to get to, even if I haven't talked about it yet, you are welcome to bring it to the table.
By the way, really quick, according to AI Overview, which is always correct, the average salary for a 2025 WNBA player is around $150,000.
Yep.
So if you're making $150,000, or $2,500 is a big deal.
It is. I'm absolutely not saying that it's not. It is a big deal. And on top of that, like these are the type of things that you do as an athlete that get you to a spot where you become more viable as an endorser of product, right? Like if you want a shoe, Caitlin Clark got a shoe. Asia Wilson's got her own shoe line. You want that? Being a multi-time WNBA All-Star, even if it's not paying you directly for doing it, opens you up to that. And now we are starting to see Nike and who is it? New Balance has signed Cameron Brink of the Sparks. Like, that's how you get more popular as an athlete. And if you get more popular as an athlete, people start watching the games. Now the league continues to grow. So even though it's maybe not where the women want to get paid for what they're accomplishing, at the same time, I point out that it is also pivotal and critical to the growth of that game, that sport, that league. So we're going to get into that a little bit later on in the show. But real quick, before we get to the water cooler cheat sheet, a couple of texts, because I did say I was going to read them. Was talking about ranking season. Steve from Spartanburg texts the show. He says, the ranking method is smart, not lazy, brother. Yeah, again, ranking season isn't my thing. Because ranking season to me, like, I'm an all sports guy. I understand that not everybody is. I understand most of you guys are like college football first, last, and only. I love baseball. I want to talk about baseball. I love basketball. It's pivotal NBA season right now. We got summer league games happening. Con Canipa will make his debut for the Charlotte Hornets Friday night. Like my Friday night is wrapped around watching a Hornets summer league game. I want to talk basketball, hockey. What the Carolina Hurricanes are doing right now in the offseason, huge gamble. And if it pays off, maybe they get Florida. And if it doesn't, it's rebuild time. That's interesting. I want to talk about that. But I also understand that if you're a college football guy, ranking, you know, best helmets, best home field advantage, whatever, best band, I understand that those things are interesting and conversation generators as well. So I get what you're saying, Steve. Appreciate that. Tech says, heck, next step they will be able to do NIL or pay in high school starting in their junior year because at 16, they can legally go to work. That's on the table. There are some states, I think Florida is one of them, that is discussing legalizing NIL for high school athletes. I'll tell you right now, the county I grew up in, huge high school football county, right? In Texas. There is a high school in Texas right now that is completing, Lonzo, I'm not making this number up, a $65 million high school football stadium that they expect will have an average attendance of north of 12,000 people per home game for this high school football game. It's huge. Do you think that there is not, especially if some states have made it very easy for students to transfer school districts and transfer schools, do you not think that there's a couple of businesses in towns like that one that wouldn't love to be able to put a little money forward to talk some of the best players from other high schools to come play for theirs? Just like colleges have their super fans, high schools do too. So I would absolutely think that's in the future. Like, I know you were being mildly sarcastic, but I don't think you're wrong either. And are we good with that? Like, that's an interesting discussion. Texter said, Rob, I hope you get a chance to read this. As a former pitcher, I never thought, where'd the rest of that text go? I never thought a W or L as a stat. I never went back to the dugout and cheered my team on to get wins to benefit me. It was a team game. W and L, not a QB stat, nor a pitcher stat. Paul Skeens, it shouldn't be counted against them. Justin Verlander was known for his 0-1 runs through 7-inning games, but never got Ws because at the time, the Tigers would never produce runs when he pitched. That's from Kevin. Kevin, appreciate the text, and I 1,000% agree with you. In fact, I have said, and I'm going to do this at some point. It may be Saturday during Bet for the Cycle. I don't know, because we got SEC, ACC Media Days coming up. I'm kind of busy. I do want to go back. And for at least the Braves, though, I'm going to do this for Paul Skeens. In fact, I, on Saturday, said when I came up with this idea that I'm going to name the stat the Skeens. If a pitcher goes 5 innings or more and gives up 2 runs or fewer, I'm calling that a Skeens. A game in which they take a loss, but it is absolutely not on the pitcher. It is absolutely on the fact that their team could not produce a run. I think that's important. So I am going to go back and do that. All right. You know what? We're going to undertake the challenge. I got about 4 minutes. We're going to run through 3 items on the water cooler cheat sheet. Another Steve, so a different Steve from Spartanburg, Texas, the show said, I'd rather talk Duke's Mayo than that boring crap Steve brought up. Sincerely, the real Steve. We have a Steve from Spartanburg, the Steve from Spartanburg rivalry on the text line. I'm here for it. Subscribe. All right, water cooler cheat sheet. We got to sprint through these. Let's go to item number one. Next week, the show will emanate live from the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia for SEC Media Days. This week, Big 12 Media Days started off, and it started off with a bang as Commissioner Brett Yormark in his opening statements doubled down on the 5+11 college football playoff format. The Big 12 and the ACC have pushed the model, which would give automatic bids to the five highest-rated conference champions and then 11 at-large bids determined by the CFP selection committee rankings. After that, the 5+11 model did gain some support at the SEC Springs meetings, while the Big Ten is focused on the 4-4 whatever model, where they get four, the SEC gets four, the ACC, Big 12 each get two, and then the rest get divvied up. Yormark, his fellow commissioners, and Notre Dame Athletic Director Pete Bavakwa will determine the CFP format for 2026 and beyond by December 1st. The Big 12 had only one representative, Arizona State, in the inaugural 12-team championship, and Brett Yormark said, "It may not be the best for us every year, but 5+11, quote, is fair. We want to earn it on the field. It might not be the best solution today for the Big 12, but long-term, knowing the progress we're making, the investments we're making, it's the right format for us. I'm doubling down today on 5+11. He then added that he expects ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips to openly and publicly take the same position when that league holds its media days 2 weeks from now in Charlotte, North Carolina. We will be able to tell you if he does, because we will be there live in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll talk more about this coming up later in the show. Let's get to item number two. All three Indiana Fever All-Stars will be on the same team for the WNBA All-Star Game after being drafted by Caitlin Clark, their team captain, yesterday. Clark and Nafisa Collier of the Minnesota Lynx, the two leading vote-getters in fan balloting, first drafted from the eight remaining starters, then filled out their teams, picking from 12 reserves. They also swapped head coaches. Minnesota's Cheryl Reeve was assigned to guide Team Clark, but as she is Nafisa Collier's coach in the regular season, they said, let's swap coaches, and they did that. Clark chose both her Fever teammates available in the draft. Forward center Aaliyah Boston and Kelsey Mitchell were selected with picks number 1 and number 10. Rounding out Team Clark's starters, Liberty guard Sabrina Ionescu, three-time WNBA All-Star and MVP center Asia Wilson of the Aces, though that's in flux because she left the game against the Liberty last night with what looked like a pretty bad wrist injury. She will be getting MRIs and a further evaluation today. We'll talk about that. And Phoenix Mercury forward Satu Sabali. Team Clark's reserves will include Gabby Williams, Sonia Citrone, Kiki Ira hard last name to say. Ira Afin, there we go, I can do this. Jackie Young and Kayla Thornton. Collier chose former UConn and USA basketball teammate Brianna Stewart. Also picked Alicia Gray, Anika Ogwamike, and Paige Beckers. The reserves, Courtney Williams, Skylar Diggins, Angel Reese, Alyssa Thomas, Kelsey Plum, and Ryan Howard. Let's get to item number three. Not going to spend a ton of time on this in an abbreviated water cooler cheat sheet because I don't want to. The Oakland, or shall I say not Oakland, as knocked off the Atlanta Braves last night 10-1 in a 10-05 left coast game. Didier Fuentes, the rookie, got his next start. It did not go well. Made one inning, got all three outs in inning number one, despite surrendering five hits and five runs in that inning. He started the second inning anyway, got tagged up for a few more of the five hits that he surrendered. Jesse Chavez came on. He did give up two earned runs. The other three, as the Oakland A's put up nine in the first two innings and another in the third, were credited to Didier Fuentes. So in his third loss, 0-3 is the Rook. He went one inning, five hits, eight runs, all earned, two walks, two Ks, three home runs surrendered before he gave way to Jesse Chavez. On the other side, starting for the A's was Jeffrey Springer. Six innings, six hits, one run earned, two Ks. The Braves had six hits on the night. They got just three runners into scoring position all night. They left six stranded. They were 0-4-3 with runners in scoring position last night. The lone run scored by the Bravos was a home run by Eli White in the fifth inning off of Springs. It was one of six hits he gave up. It was the only time the Braves would touch the dish last night. They have now lost five in a row, including a three-game sweep at the hands of the Baltimore Orioles, and they, and I've done the research on this, stink. I'm real glad I went to bed early. I'm real glad I didn't invest in this game. Am I going to talk about this more later in the show? Probably not, because again, I don't want to. The team stinks, and I have given up on the season. My mental health, already better. Already feel better about myself as a person this morning. All right. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, let's talk a little bit more. Brett Yormark banging the drum about the 5 plus 11 model. I've been thinking about this since all of this came up at the spring meetings for the conferences a couple of weeks ago, and I have some further thoughts, which we will evaluate. I'll get your opinions. 844-326-3663 when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Spring meetings for the Big 12, the Southeastern Conference, the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Big 10, et cetera, were all held a few months ago. Or in 2025 time, those spring meetings were held 3 days ago, back in April, 3 days ago. And there was a very interesting development. We are obviously right now going to be expanding the college football playoff to 16 teams. We know that is an inevitability. I told you that was an inevitability when they went to 12, if they were willing to expand and they could add four more. And the only change that it would really enact is one more weekend of games and there's no more buys. That's more money on the table. You're going to get one more game out of the top teams in college football. Not only are you going to get one more game, but it's likely going to be in a format where those four teams are hosting those opening round games on campus, meaning the schools are going to be in because they get a little benefit out of it. There's nothing but money on the table. So, of course, it was going to happen. The only question was, what format were we going to go with to put 16 teams together? the initial format that was discussed was the 4-4-2-2-1. What was it? 1-2 model. Four teams from the Big Ten, four teams from the SEC, two from the ACC, two from the Big 12, the Group of Five champion, and the rest were going to be at-large bids, which basically would open up the floor for two at-large teams. But the interesting thing that developed during the spring meetings was that the 5+11 model didn't just gain traction, but it gained traction within one of the two major conferences, the Southeastern Conference. The 5+11 model was likely always going to be the model that made sense for the SEC and for the Big 12. Because realistically speaking, with only two at-large spots available in the other model, those conferences were only ever going to get two teams in. It is, and maybe this feels counterintuitive to some degree, it is more likely that those conferences will be able to get three teams in if there are 11 at-large spots. Because you're going to get your conference champion as one of the top five ranked conference champs. They're going to go. Then, with the assumption that you have more than two good teams in that conference, it is likely that your conference runner-up is going to be inside of the 11 at-large bids. And that's not necessarily true in a 4-4-2-2-1-2, whatever it is. I'm just going to, in the other model. That's not necessarily true. Because you'd have four from the SEC, you'd have four from the Big Ten, you'd have your highest two from the ACC, I should say your third team, unlikely to get in if there's only two at-large spots. But with 11 at-large, it is likely that your conference champion is going to go. It is likely that your second team, your conference runners-up, are going to go because it is likely, though not always, without divisions in the conferences, it is likely that team number two probably going to be a top 15, top 20 team, meaning it's likely they're going to be at least fighting for one of those 11 spots. But there will be years, at least you hope, for the Big 12 and for the ACC, there will be years that you will have a little bit deeper of a conference. And there will be years, you hope, if you are the Big 12 and the ACC, that you will have a team that gets left out of the conference championship game at 11-1, at 10-2, a team that is inside of the top 10 and could grab a second at-large spot, which they might not ordinarily do if the SEC and the Big Ten are both getting four spots, meaning 8 of 16 spots. Half of the field comes from two conferences. The other half of the field comes from three other conference champions, the Group of Five champ, and then you have a couple left. So it's not a guarantee. This is why I am a proponent of, an advocate for, the 5+11 model. So Brett Yormark opened up Big 12 media days yesterday out in Frisco, Texas. And one of the very first things that he brought up, all the media days start with a State of the Union address delivered by the conference commissioner. On Monday, next week, live in Atlanta, Georgia College Football Hall of Fame, when the Rob Brown Show is live for all 4 days of that event. The very first keynote is going to be given by Greg Sankey. And I have no doubt that Greg Sankey will likely have something to say about this. Remember, Sankey and Yormark have traded barbs about this already. Yormark said, back during the spring meeting season, Yormark said the SEC and the Big Ten have an obligation to consider not just what is best for them, but what is best for college football nationally.
So you're saying what's best for business.
What's best for business. And Greg Sankey came back the next day and said, I don't need to be lectured about this. Now, granted, I think he does. I don't think it's going to matter. And again, I want to be very clear about this. I got no ill will towards Greg Sankey if he does something that exclusively benefits the SEC, as I believe the 4-4-2-2-1-1-2 model would. That is a benefit to the Big Ten. That is a benefit to the SEC. Guaranteed a quarter of the field. And oh, by the way, as SEC and Big Ten teams are usually given some brownie points for competing within those conferences, it is also most likely that if there is a big gaggle of teams that are competing for the final two at-large spots, it is likely the SEC and the Big Ten will have teams competing for that spot too. Meaning, I think it is most likely that the SEC and the Big Ten could have five teams in any given year. You could realistically have a season where 10 of 16 spots are chewed up by two conferences and everybody else is fighting for six spots entirely. It is best for business for the SEC for the expanded model, the 4-4-2-2 blah, blah, blah model. So I would not hold it against Greg Sankey, even though I personally think the 5-plus-11 model is best for college football, because I think college football is best, even if there are bonus points, brownie points given to teams that compete within the two big conferences. I think it is best for business if nothing else, every team feels like they got a pretty good shot at getting in before the season starts. And I don't think that's necessarily the case in the multi-SEC and Big Ten team model. I do with the 5-plus-11. So I think that's best for college football. I would not hold it against Greg Sankey if, even if, and this is why it is interesting, during the SEC spring meetings, the coaches of the conference, largely, not consensus, but largely in the SEC, were pro 5-plus-11, which makes sense. They're competitors. Largely pro 5-plus-11 advocate enough that Greg Sankey had to acknowledge. I think it would have been in his best interest, as someone whose best interest is always to the conference, not the sport. I think it would have been in his best interest to not address it at all, to not announce, hey, the coaches are telling me they want 5-plus-11. But there were enough of them, and they were loud enough in their advocacy for the 5-plus-11 model that Sankey had to address it. I would not be shocked if, when it was time, December 1st or in the month leading up to that meeting, if Greg Sankey did not come out and publicly support the 4-4-2-2 blah, blah, blah model. I would not be shocked if, when it was time to vote on the record for which direction we're going to go, if even with his coaches saying we want 5-plus-11, Greg Sankey still said, no, 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 we want the 4-4-2-2-2-2-2-2-2 model, because that's best for the SEC. And again, the obligation of Greg Sankey as commissioner to the SEC is to the SEC, not to college football. But these two have diced it up already. So it is interesting to me that in the media day, the Big 12 media day opening keynote address from Commissioner Brett Yormark, not only did he make sure to take time out of his speech to openly support further the 5-plus-11 model, but then he effectively called out ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips and said, not only do I support it, but I expect that Jim Phillips is going to support it. And the call out isn't interesting because I think he's trying to force Jim Phillips to support it. Because realistically, Jim Phillips will support it. The 5-plus-11 model benefits everybody in college football who's not the Big Ten in the SEC. It would make sense that Phillips supports it. What I think makes it interesting is that it kind of, to some degree, forces Jim Phillips to openly say that. It, to some degree, mandates that in Charlotte in 13 days from now, when we are live at ACC Media Days, when Jim Phillips on that Tuesday gives his opening keynote State of the Conference address, now it kind of feels like he has to make a statement about this. He has to say, I am pro 5-plus-11. We are pro 5-plus-11. We want 5-plus-11, which does what? It puts this conversation, once again, into the limelight. It puts this conversation, once again, into the forefront. Meaning, that's another week that we talk about this, not as the ACC, the Big 12, the SEC, the Big 10, but as a college football at-large fan base. And if you can get everybody else on board supporting it, and the SEC and the Big 10 go against it, even if they win because they got all the money, at least they got to look like the heel in doing so. I don't know. I find it interesting. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number to the Hub City Spartan Burger text line. That is also the number to call in and be a part of the radio broadcast if you wish to do so. 844-FANFONE. I have talked quite a bit this offseason. I've talked quite a bit about the Charlotte Hornets. I know it's NBA. I know we're in peak off season. I know it's ranking season. But once again, the Rob Brown Show is in all the sports shows. So we're going to talk a little basketball. The NBA draft was just a couple of weeks ago. Free agency has been, in my opinion, very, very good for the Charlotte Hornets this offseason. I love the addition of Spencer Dinwiddie, kind of a role player guy who's going to serve in a backup spot. The Colin Sexton trade, I think, was one of the best trades that happened during this offseason. You picked up Pat Connaughton, a guy that's got experience winning out in the East. You didn't have to give up much for him. I love the draft class of Con Knipple, Sion James, Ryan Kalkbrenner, Liam McNeely. Like, it's to me, a good culture draft class. I like what this team has done during this offseason. And it has led me to say, because the East next year feels like it is going to be wide open. And part of that is just a series of unfortunate events for the top runners. Tyrese Halliburton, we now know, confirmed out for all of next season. Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics. I do not recall Boston saying he is definitely out for all of next season, but if he is able to come back with that popped Achilles, it would likely be either very late in the season or maybe exclusively for the playoffs. But remember, Boston's made some moves. Jrue Holiday, a guy that I think was kind of the glue guy for the Celtics. He is now gone. Kristaps Porzingis, who, yeah, missed a lot of time down the stretch because of a mystery illness that still has not been explained. There's no obligation to, but, you know, you'd like to know. Kristaps Porzingis, now an Atlanta Hawk. They got rid of him. And while I do not think, because the more I thought about it, I thought Derek White might be on the chopping block for this team, too, to save up a little money. Derek White's only got like $30 million a year on the remaining years on his contract. And when I'm looking at some of the other guys and some of the deals that they are getting, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, that's actually a pretty team-friendly deal. I'm not talking about the Celtics. You get the point that I'm making here. No Tatum next year, the Celtics are cooked. No Halliburton, the Pacers are cooked. I don't know that the Bucks are going to do anything. They waived Damian Lillard. Of course, Dame had a popped Achilles. He was not going to be available next year for Milwaukee. I already thought they were in trouble. They go get Miles Turner to play to five, but Miles Turner disappeared in the NBA Finals. Like, I don't trust him as my five, so I don't think Milwaukee's going to do anything. I've said already, I think this is an interesting year in the NBA's Eastern Conference because I do think that it is next year not just wide open. But I think outside of the Cavaliers, who are pretty much going to be back and healthy, that's a 64-win team this year. The Celtics are done. I understand the Knicks are selling it as, oh, what a guy, he's got a ton of experience. But Mike Brown taking over for Tom Thibodeau, I don't trust him with the Knicks. The Pacers are done. The Bucks are done. I think the floor is open for the Pistons. I think the floor is open for the Magic. I think the floor is open for the Hawks. I think the floor is open for the Hornets, who I put in that rotation. I don't trust the Sixers. I don't trust the Nets. The Wizards just ain't good. I don't trust the Bulls. I don't trust the Heat. Now that, you know, most of their dudes are gone. So I've said a couple of times, I think the Hornets are in that mix. The over-under win totals for next year in the NBA have dropped. These numbers are an average of across the sports books. But I'm going to look at DraftKings because that is the one that most everybody seems to be using right now. The Charlotte Hornets over-under win total next year. Now, this is coming off of a year that there was a lot that went wrong with Charlotte. They had a rookie head coach in Charles Lee trying to find his way. Obviously, LaMelo Ball got banged up, missed a lot of time with the ankle injury. There was a lot of drama after the Mark Williams trade fell apart where you wondered about the chemistry in the locker room. It was not a good year situationally for Charlotte. They won 19 games, 19-63. The only team in the East worse than them were the Washington Wizards. It's not great. So I went and looked at the win totals because they have dropped. Charlotte's win total over under next year is only at 25.5. And if you're into the gambling world, it is an even money bet for the over, minus 120 to the under. That negative juice, the even money bet plus 100 means bet 100, win 100. Minus 120 means you have to bet 120 to win 100. So you got to have a bigger bet for the same payout. That means Vegas believes it is more likely that Charlotte goes under the win total than over the win total of 25.5 next year. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm taking that over win total. I don't know the schedule. I haven't seen the schedule. I don't know what primetime games they have. I don't know how many road back-to-backs they have. I don't know how many back then travel to back games they have. They might end up with the most difficult schedule in the NBA next year. I don't know. I also know it doesn't matter. I am taking the over 25.5. There will be some growing pains. We talked about Konkanipal a lot yesterday. There's going to be some growing pains. What he did at Duke was spectacular, especially when Cooper Flagg went down with the injury to and through the ACC tournament. Konkanipal was a guy that Duke leaned on last year, and it worked out very well for them. He is also a dude that even when he was stepping in to play the role of Cooper Flagg when Cooper Flagg was available, also a guy that needs some polish. Zion James, kind of the same situation. Able to play the wing when Cooper Flagg went down and Konka Nipple became the first option. Zion James was kind of option number two for Duke, did well, but there is a lack of polish to the game. There's going to be some rookie growing pains. This is one of the reasons why, as I have said a couple of times, even though I am hosting BetMGM tonight on Friday night, I am also centering my entire night around watching the Summer League game because I want to see the Rooks play. But I like the culture fit. I like the locker room fit. I like that Charles Lee is very clearly, to me, trying to establish a culture. Look at the best teams in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers, the Oklahoma City Thunder. These are two teams that don't just have good culture. They have easily recognizable, easily identifiable cultures. Look at the teams that were the worst teams in the NBA last year. I'm looking at Washington. I'm looking at Utah. I'm looking at the New Orleans Pelicans under Willie Green, the head coach. These are teams that didn't really have an identifiable culture. New Orleans was a team that they had stretches that they looked pretty good, and they were kind of that like fun, good vibes team. Then they had stretches that the dudes on the bench looked like they were miserable. Looked like they could not stand being there. One of the worst teams in the league at 21-61. The Jazz. I don't think the Jazz know who the hell they are right now. Now, granted, the Jazz also had a very interesting offseason. They end up with Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey has looked like an absolute stud during these summer league games that he's played so far. They might be on the way up. But as far as Charlotte goes, you're asking me to add 6 wins? Yes, they got 6 wins better, without a doubt. And on top of that, playing out of the East, as I have mentioned, Cleveland's going to be good again next year. I don't know how scared of them I am in the playoffs because it seems to be their kryptonite is being in the postseason. But in the regular season, 64 wins. Boston ain't getting to 61 this year. I think the Knicks might be a 50-win team this year. I also would not be shocked because, you know, we talked a little bit about this. Jalen Brunson, their star, who, for the record, I think is a very good basketball player. I actually really enjoy watching Jalen Brunson play. I do not think Jalen Brunson is the take this team on his back to an NBA title caliber superstar like Jason Tatum is, like Donovan Mitchell is. I don't think he's in that. Like, I think he's one caliber below that. Very good player, just not a guy that you go, that guy by himself is enough. If that guy's on the floor, you got a shot. So under a new head coach, after Jalen Brunson, the day after they got bounced in the Eastern Conference Finals by the Pacers, Jalen Brunson was asked in the press conference, do you feel like Tom Thibodeau's the guy? And he said, what kind of question is that? That's our coach. He's absolutely our guy. They fired him the next day. I don't know that that team's going to have their great chemistry going into next year. I don't know if they're getting to 51. The Pacers aren't getting to 50 without Tyrese Halliburton. The Bucks probably aren't getting to 50 without Dame Lillard out there. Miles Turner doesn't add what Dame Lillard takes away with the cut. So unless the Bucks are going to make a move, and I'm about to tell you, I'm getting to the point. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo's out. He was spotted on vacation yesterday wearing a Golden State Warriors jersey. Now, he's off. He can wear whatever the hell he wants. Maybe it's like, I wear jerseys of different teams that I'm not a fan of because I really like the jersey.
That's tampering, right? You can't.
No, it's a shirt. Yeah, wear whatever he wants.
It's tampering.
It's not. He's the player. Now, if the agent was involved somehow, if there was conversation, sure. But if he just said, hey, I really like the white Golden State jerseys, whatever.
Did he purchase that jersey?
No idea. Mm-hmm. That's why this is some TMZ sports bull boat, because nobody really knows. Is it because he's sending a signal? Hey, Golden State, come get me. Is it because he just really likes the clean white jersey with the blue logo on the front? I don't know. But I think he's done. I don't think the Bucks are getting to 50. The 50-win teams next year to me are Detroit is a 50-win team. Orlando's a 50-win team. I absolutely think Atlanta got 10 games better with Porzingis and Asa Newell, their draft pick. I think they're a 50-win team next year, or at least will threaten it. And honestly, this is going to be my hot take going into the 2025 NBA season. I think the Charlotte Hornets can more than double their win total. They got to 19. I think they can get to 40 next year. I think not only can they get to 40, but keep in mind, 40 gets you a play-in spot. 39 gets you a play-in spot. The Bulls won 39 games this year, and they were an NBA play-in playoff team. 40 will get you in the playoffs. My hot take, and a bet that the next time less than 2 weeks from now, 13 days from now, when I am up in Charlotte, North Carolina for a week and I can put in some futures bets, I'm going to tell you right now, not only am I betting the over win total of 25 and hammering it as an even money bet for Charlotte, I don't really like long-term futures. And this is a bet that if I take it now, when I'm in Charlotte, if I log this bet now, I don't find out if this bet wins until the playoffs of next year, right? That's a long time to wait.
Remember making a bet that early? And then, I mean,
yeah, because on my on the BetMGM app, which I use when I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, or when I'm in anywhere in North Carolina to log my bets. When I'm in North Carolina and I can use the BetMGM app, I do it, and it keeps a bet slip for you. So you just go in, you click on my bets, it'll show you all your active bets, whether it's for that day, that night, next month, or next year. And this would be a bet I would not find out if it hits. I don't like bets where I gotta lock up. And again, I'm on the network, I call myself the beer money bet guy, because I'm a $5, $10, $20, $30 bettor, right? This is a bet that I am so confident in. This is what I would call on the network a big money bet. This is a $100 bet for me because I think it hits. But that also means I'm locking up $100 until June of next year. That's a long time to sit with $100 just right there unavailable to me. And if that is the case, I better be damn confident in it, right? So that's where I am with Charlotte. But that is not the only bet I'm going to make. I'm also going to take a bet for the Charlotte Hornets to be a playoff team next year. That's going to be like a 4-1 bet. In fact, I'm thinking I may not even put the bet on the over win total. I might just put the whole total. I may just put the whole total on Charlotte to make the playoffs because I do think that they got that much better. I really like Charles Lee as the coach. A 25.5 over under win total for Charlotte seems somebody's missing the mark. And by the way, I'm not the only one saying that. Bill Simmons, big basketball guy. You know Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons on his pod was asked the other day, which teams do you think this offseason made the most improvement via the draft, via free agency? And Bill Simmons out of the East gave two teams. You know who they were? The Atlanta Hawks and the Charlotte Hornets. Now, he did give the caveat that the point guard of both of these teams is going to have something to prove. Trae Young's got to prove that he is a bona fide superstar this year. They've now given him all the weapons he needs. He's got to prove he's a superstar. And I agree. And I think he is. We'll find out. And he said, LaMelo Ball's got to prove he can play point guard. Not scorer who also runs the one, a point guard. Because if he does, he's now got the weapons around him to succeed. And I agree with that. If those two point guards work out, Trae Young and LaMelo Ball, I think Atlanta and Charlotte are both play-in at the worst teams next year. All right. Put that to bed. When we come back here in the next hour of the show, we got your audio blitz to bat leadoff. I was asked to power rank, because it's ranking seasons, the best college football stadiums that I have been to in my career. I got that list for you. That's all coming up after Lonzo arouses and intrigues you with his sports flash.
Atlanta Falcons backup quarterback Kirk Cousins said on an episode of The Quarterback Doc on Netflix that he played through an arm injury last season in order to remain the starter and felt misled by the team when they drafted Michael Penix Jr. in the first round. Cousins said he may have stayed in Minnesota had he known Atlanta was already on the hunt for the next quarterback. Despite a day off, the Braves dropped their fifth consecutive and first of a three-game series against the A's last night, 10-1. Didier Fuentes got pulled after just one inning after surrendering eight runs on five hits, including three home runs. Las Vegas A's star former Gabe Cock and reigning WNBA MVP Adrian Wilson exited an 87-78 loss to the Liberty last night with a wrist injury and did not return to the game. Wilson will have imaging on her wrist and further evaluation today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.